continue with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call as we're pleased to welcome Ohio head football coach Frank Solich. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Fine.
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the victory, and hopefully you and your Bobcats have all dried off after the rainy victory at Ball State and after getting back to your office in Athens and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Bobcats.
Yeah. Felt good about their performance. You know, it was not an easy day to play the game, but obviously they came out and performed very well against an excellent Ball State football team. And so we knew it was going to be a hard-fought, physical football game, and, you know, that's exactly what it turned out to be. You know, Nathan again, showed his versatility and the fact that he did some damage by running the ball. You know, it was not an easy day to throw the ball, but we did get some throws taken care of and completed, and you know, missed a couple, missed one throw that could have been a touchdown, dropped another one that could have been a touchdown. So there was some things left on the field, but all in all, really. Pleased with how they responded to the game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Solich and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Boy, defensively, you really set the tone really in the first play of the game with linebacker Kai Thompson forcing that fumble and recovering it, and then for your Bobcats able to go on that first scoring drive and getting that early lead. You know, talk about the importance of that early lead and playing on the road in those conditions and kind of how that helped really steer your Bobcats to victory.
Yeah, that was a great start for us. Key Thompson, who is now in a starting role for us, a very young player for us, is really playing well. And so obviously that showed right away with that hit that forced a fumble. You know, obviously we've not been a team that's gotten a ton of turnovers this year, so we're continuing to work on that. So that was a great start for us.
When you have a day like you have in Ball State with the conditions, just talk about as a coach what it means for you knowing you've got a senior quarterback leading the offense and that comfort level in those conditions entering a game.
Yeah, I think it does help to have an experienced quarterback that's a great leader who's respected by his teammates the way Nate is. You know, he has a calming effect on all of us, really, in terms of being able to do things that that give our team our best chance of winning, and that's regardless of weather conditioning or the team that that we're playing. And so he's tremendously well respected, and obviously stepped up and showed his value to our football team once again.
Defensively, talk about the performance by your Bobcats, and obviously Ball State and the weather conditions difficult to throw, but the running game being able to create your turnovers and overall the defensive play by your Bobcats.
Yeah, I think we're an improving defensive football team. You know, you can see it in our practices, and I think it's starting to show on the field. And we're going to need to continue to improve really in all phases of the game to go through the remaining part of our schedule. Obviously, the game against Miami always a great rivalry. Tradition game that both teams rise up to, and it's always a physical, hard-fought, close football game. So we're looking towards another one of those types of games.
The victory was the 110th career victory for you in the MAC, tying you with Herb Deromedy. Talk about that that milestone and what that means for you as a head coach.
Yeah, you know, Herb obviously very well respected coach who accomplished a great deal. So I feel fortunate to be named in his company. But you know, it's really not something I've dwelled on at all. You know, with your, and I've said this a lot of times, you're at a place long enough, you, some good things are bound to happen. And so, you know, it's great that that our program has been able to establish itself as a good program in the MAC. And you know, we've got some goals that we're we've got set, and you know, our team and our program, everybody in it seems to be working hard at trying to get things done at a very high level. And obviously, the games won over the years have been by a lot of tremendous athletes that we've had in the program, a lot of great coaches. So it's never an individual award on those type of things, and so or a moment. And so I just feel good about the overall program and what the players and the coaches have been able to accomplish here.
Frank, you got a couple extra days with your next game not being until the Wednesday, November 6th contest against Miami. Talk about, you know, you've got four games to go in league play, and you're right there in the thick in a jumbled MAC East. Talk about these couple extra days. What are you going to do with taking advantage of those in preparation for a very, very key MAC East game against Miami on the 6th?
Yeah, we're working hard as coaches. We're giving our players a little bit of a break. Certainly well deserved. We want to make sure we're using this time wisely, in that we're getting our players as healthy as we can get them as we go in to the Miami game and the remaining games in the MAC conference. Because obviously they're always hard-fought physical football games, and if you don't take time to heal yourself up a little bit when you have a few extra days, I don't know that you help yourself, because you know, you need to get the you may not get a lot of guys back that have been out for a while, but you certainly get guys healed up that have got a lot of bumps and bruises, and enables them to get fully healthy again, hopefully, and go into the game as healthy as you can be. Now, obviously, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, so it is a combination of, you know, taking the right amount of time off and getting the right amount of work done.
Well, Frank, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to your preparations for Miami. Congratulations on the victory. And we will be talking to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. For Frank Solich and his Ohio Bobcats, coming off the 34-21 win at Ball State in that contest, again, quarterback Nathan Rourke rushed for a season-high 127 yards and two touchdowns. It was his eighth career 100-yard rushing game, and it now gives him 44 career rushing touchdowns in Athens. Overall, Ohio as an offense rushed for 316 yards in that victory. And again, for Ohio's Frank Solich, tying the MAC's all-time career coaching's victory total with his 110th victory, tying Herb Deromedy, who was Central Michigan's coach from 1978 to 93. And again, for Ohio, they will be next playing MAC East division foe Miami on Wednesday, November 6th, that game at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2, and that'll be the celebration of the 150th anniversary of college football for a national celebration. So again, for Ohio, they'll be playing Miami on Wednesday, November 6th, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN2.